Welcome to Trailblazing Homeschool. I'm Melissa, a homeschooling mom of five.
And I'm RJ, homeschooling dad and credentialed teacher for over 8 years. Join us as we journey with families to discover their own path to education. Hello, and welcome to Trailblazing Homeschool. I am RJ, and this is my wife, Melissa.
Hello, everybody. How's it going?
So we are rebranding from a previous podcast, which you've probably listened to Trailblazing Homeschool. And we want to introduce ourselves a little bit and let you know kind of where we're coming from. And then we'll go on to what our mission is and what you can expect and that kind of stuff. So I'm going to start. I'm RJ, as I mentioned before, and I'm a teacher. I was a high school teacher predominantly in the social studies field. So I taught U.S. history, world religions, church history, stuff like that, and apologetics, depending on which year I was in the classroom. And now I work with homeschoolers through a independent study charter school. So my education, I have a master's in education. I have an undergrad in history and political science. And I've done some work in philosophy, which was fun. And before that, I was a tutor, and so I spent a lot of time working with kids who were being failed by the system functionally or just struggling in the system. And that's really what ignited my passion for this kind of stuff, unknowingly, at the time, was just sitting there with kids from kindergarten all the way through college who were struggling in some way, shape, or form with the system as it is.
Basically, you've been teaching people for a long time.
Since I was 19. Or 20.
Well, then that's at the official capacity because you're also the oldest of six kids, so helping siblings with homework and...
That's true. My youngest brother just graduated from high school last year, so I've been doing this a while.
Just a little bit. Well, cool. Well, hi, everybody. I'm Melissa Whaley, the wifey half of this duo. So I have been a homeschool mom. We are starting our fifth year homeschooling. Our oldest is 11, and she just started sixth grade. And then we have our six-year-old, who is technically in first grade. We have a four-year-old that we're sort of kind of doing pre-K with. And then we also have a two-year-old and a one-year-old that like to tag along. So it's pretty busy in our house. My background, I have a bachelor's degree in religion and youth ministry. So I have always had a passion for hanging out with kids and of all ages. I have worked in the business sector for the past 9, 10 years, something like that. Gosh, it's been a long time. I was a tax professional for about 10 years, both working at a corporate office and then running my own business for about 6 years of that after leaving there. So that's been my past. I also serve on the board of our local Christian homeschool co-op and help out at our church and just love to research things. I'm a big research nerd. RJ will tell you I spend way too much time
on everything.
On everything. Looking everything up. So
I mean, we're both research nerds. We just do it very differently.
Very differently.
One time we were doing a talk together, like in front of people for something, and we sat down to plan. And it was just an interesting experience because I approach things very differently than her. And so I'm more of a, what are we talking about? Let's go figure out the resources we need and have a plan. That way we know what we're doing and we're good when we get up there. And she's more of a, let me go sit in the pool of research and I'll tell you like 5 minutes before we start what we're talking about. And
yeah,
it was just,
I just love to soak. I'm like a sponge. I just soak in all the information and then spit it out in a magical teachy way.
Yeah. And so. Me as a teacher, one, that doesn't work as easily as in a classroom, but two, that's just the way I work. I when I wrote papers in college, it was at, you know, not even a bullet point. It was straight up outline. And then I would go write the paper out of the outline because it's just so much easier to research that way.
You're so structured.
Sometimes, yes.
It's so nice. So also, RJ and I have been married for 12 years. I know that because it's 1 year older, as longer than our daughter's been alive.
So yeah. Yes.
We have 5 kids total. They're all ours, just in case that's confusing. So we have 5 kids. We currently live in the desert-ish area of Southern California in a fantastic little town called Hemet. It's not really little, and it's not really fantastic, but we
live here. It's little for Southern California.
It's little for Southern California. Somebody living in another part of the country might think it's crazy that we call this a small town, but in California, if you're under 100,000 or around 100,000, you're still like small town vibe. So that's where we live, but we have a really pretty mountain behind us, so that's why we like living here and we're close to family. So yeah, RJ's been doing the podcast solo for a year under the title of You Just Got Homeschooled, but we decided that we wanted to join forces and do this together because there's a lot of value in both perspectives that we bring, in RJ being a, you know, credentialed teacher and having experience on the public and private education side, because he's worked for private schools, public schools, and charter schools and tutoring companies all in California. So he definitely has a wide swath of experience when it comes to education. And me, just being the homeschool mom, I did do a lot of teaching to adults. I've taught and created courses in my professional world for taxes and business and bookkeeping. And so we both have a passion for teaching. And like I said, we just have very different styles and approaches to things. But I've also been the primary educator of our kids for the last 4 or 5 years. And I'm the one who is researching the curriculums and testing them out and talking with our homeschool community and organizing events and all of that stuff. So it's a different perspective, but good. So I think we both bring some cool, unique things to the table to help you all out. So why are we doing this? Why did we create Trailblazing Homeschool? Why are we so passionate about it? Really, our mission, vision, whatever you want to call it, is really that, like, we believe that every child is an individual. They deserve an individualized education that fits their needs and desires. So we seek to empower families to blaze their own path to education, and we want to ignite a passion for learning in kids and adults. We are passionate learners and we love learning, whether it's formal or informal, and we want to just pass that on to people. I think one of the other big things that we want to do is to encourage a lot of families that don't feel like they're equipped to homeschool. So we want you to understand that you are equipped to homeschool, no matter how many or lack of college degrees, high school diplomas, any of those things that you have. Anyone can homeschool their kids if there is a desire there. So that is our mission. We like trailblazing homeschool. We like the idea of trailblazing, that we kind of take our own path, make our own path, and that there's not one size fits all approach to homeschooling. Every family is different. Your needs and your interests are different. And so your path to homeschool is going to look a lot different maybe than some others, or it may look very similar to other families, and that's okay.
So my family is blue collar by and large. I was the first person on either side of my family to go to college and graduate with a bachelor's degree. And so in my family, as the oldest of 6, there's lots of different kids. And so I was the academic one. I love academic stuff. I love sitting in classrooms. I love learning in a formal sense. And that has its value, but yet I have younger siblings who, although they're all very smart, they don't engage academics the same way. And seeing that and experiencing that both as a older brother, then as a teacher, and seeing that there's some kids that they're really bright, they just don't fit into the box. That's what really kind of ignited my passion for homeschooling, especially once I learned what it was and how it operated. Because I know people, you know, personally, I have family to a lot of people who struggle in a classroom, but are amazing as soon as you put them out of a classroom and give them, mm-hmm. put a tool in their hand, give them a piece of paper and a pencil and ask them to sketch something out. They're just different than the box that the system has created. The system says and has said for a long time, this is what it means to be a good student or even a good learner. And it puts parameters on it that not everyone fit into, and really that not everyone should fit into. Because if I look at it and say, humans are learners, that's what we do. We are, if anything else, we are expert learners. We start learning before we're even born, right? That's why babies come out of the womb knowing or being able to tell the difference between the language their parents speak and other languages. They can't obviously speak it or even really understand it completely, but they can say that's the right pattern and that one's not. So we learn innately. And I think that our system has been constructed in such a way that many people, not all people, but many people get pushed aside or taught functionally that they're dumb or that they're stupid or that they can't learn. One of my best friends was told he was stupid when he was in third grade because he didn't know how to read, but it was because he was dyslexic and he wasn't diagnosed. So you have the system that has its value, has its place, but not everyone fits into it. And so our passion has kind of shifted as we've seen and learned ourselves and seen in our own community, our own family, how people are different and realizing that really it's not the best fit for everyone. And we want to help those people who don't fit into the box as it's currently constructed.
Exactly. And I've just had so many conversations with so many moms in particular where their kid is struggling in the traditional school setting, whether that be a public school or even a private school or a charter school, you know, they're all still following generally one model of education. And the reality is, if we believe that our kids are individuals and unique, then why do we want to send them all to the same, through the same education system that doesn't fit them? And there's nothing wrong with your kid not being a good fit for the classroom or for a traditional education setting. I think that we've been programmed for so long that you're not smart enough to educate your kid. You're not capable. You're not a credentialed teacher. And what's so funny is even my teachers that were some of my favorite teachers have told me I was winging it. I had no idea what I was doing. Just because I have a degree doesn't mean I knew what to do. And RJ can attest to that as well. Yeah. So we really just want to, again, encourage you guys that you can kind of jump ship if that makes sense to you. So I know one of the things we will be talking about, especially this first season of the Trailblazing Homeschool Together, is kind of how to know when it's time to pull your kid, if homeschool makes sense to you. We're going to be talking about the different philosophies of homeschool and education. People don't even understand how many different approaches to homeschool there are. And I mean, ultimately, there's infinite approaches, but just kind of some of the more major philosophies and approaches to homeschooling. We are going to be talking about some of our favorite homeschool and education books and just doing a lot of things. So yeah, we are planning on publishing the podcast twice a week. So that's going to be a change from if you're listening to RJ in the past. he would publish whenever he felt like it
and more had or less time. Had the time. With yeah, five had kids, the time. It's not always easy to find the time to go record.
That's totally true. So you can expect to see new episodes on Wednesdays and Mondays of every week. Each week we will have a combo episode where it's the two of us talking together on a topic, just sharing our perspectives and our ideas on whatever the topic is of the week. And then we'll alternate solo episodes. So RJ may be riffing on a educational philosophy or a really awesome book that talks about educational philosophy.
Sounds like me.
That's his passion for sure. He nerds out over that stuff, and he knows that if I'm sitting there while he's talking about it, that I'm not going to get a word in edgewise anyways. So that'll be his solo episode. And I will be talking more about the just real life application. I'll be talking a lot more about specific curriculums and just things to encourage homeschool moms, but dads are allowed to keep those dads involved. And then hopefully, possibly, this is something that I would like to do is also occasionally bring in some other homeschool families and just have more candid conversations and that just, you know, conversations about real life homeschooling, because that's the whole thing. Like, there are lots of podcasts out there where they interview a quote unquote homeschool expert every week, whether that's some author or a blogger or a podcaster or whatever, you know, experienced homeschool mom who have claimed to be experts. But sometimes you just need to hear the real life conversation between two moms or two dads or moms and dads that are trying to figure it all out. And hopefully that will be encouraging for you guys. That's kind of the plan.
Yeah, and I think that we often, as homeschoolers or as people who are kind of new, don't credit our own experience, don't credit our own knowledge, our own passions enough. Because as a teacher, like you mentioned, like, especially that first year, if I was 5 minutes ahead of the kids, it was a good day. Yeah. You know, and there are many, many days, especially once I got used to teaching, where I would literally be like walking to my classroom right before the bell rings and change my lesson plan entirely because it didn't fit where the kids were at or what the kids needed at that moment. And so when it comes to experts, there's always people who think big ideas. And I love philosophy and I love theory and I love putting all that stuff all into practice, or at least discussing it and trying to figure it out. Yet, I think some of the biggest problems we have with education is that those things are...
There's a kid knocking on our door. This is homeschool life. Okay, we're back.
Trying to remember where I was. So I love those. I love that theory and I love that philosophy, and that's all great. But I think some of the major problems with education in the public system is the fact that the people making the decisions operate only on those theories, and they don't actually talk to kids. They don't actually sit in a classroom. They don't actually interact with teachers on a daily basis. And so an expert is only as helpful as being able to leverage their knowledge to the end that you're seeking in your own home. Because it's great whatever the philosopher says about it, but if your kid won't do math, that's not helpful ultimately. You know, if your kid is breaking down crying because they think the worksheet looks hard, they haven't read the directions, they just think the worksheet looks hard.
Sounds like someone we know.
Yeah. You know, like, that's the kind of thing that philosophy doesn't help with. And you need actual experience. You need to talk to someone who has been there and can give you some options. And so that's what I like to do. That's what we like to do, is kind of like, one, hear options, but also give options, because as we're learning and growing, we want to share that with you.
Yeah, that's that's really it. So we try to keep this first episode short and sweet, and you will hear more from us in the coming weeks. But for right now, we want to make sure that we are connected with as many of you as possible. So if you are not already following us on Instagram, that's where we / me hang out. RJ doesn't like social media. He doesn't really use it. But I am on Instagram. We are at Trailblazing Homeschool, so you can follow us there on Instagram. And you can also head over to our website, which is just trailblazinghomeschool.com. We are getting things set up on there, but if you go there right now, you can get onto our email list so that you will get notified about new episodes and also about the different trainings and events that we're gonna have coming up. We're planning out right now some webinars and some creating some different guides and things like that for you. So those will all be available at the website and the email list. You will get notified about those things. So trailblazinghomeschool.com or at Trailblazing Homeschool on Instagram. And that's about it. So thanks for listening.
Yes.
We're excited to just get to know you guys. Also, you can submit your homeschool questions. You can send us a message or submit them through the website. Or if you have the anchor.fm app, you can actually send us a voicemail through the Anchor FM app. So those are just some thoughts. Send us some questions because we're definitely going to be doing some Q&A episodes as well. So we will see you guys or talk to you guys. I still have to get used to this terminology, but we will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Bye.